Hi, this is Anne-Marie Cross, Money, Marketing and Mindset Business Coach, helping entrepreneurs just like you get noticed, hired and paid what you're worth. I wanted to give you a heads up about my article coming out this week called Smashing the Glass Ceiling, Three Ways You're Holding Yourself Back. And this article and a number of articles coming up in the subsequent weeks is really an introduction and a prelude to a major event that I'm launching in November called Smashing the Glass Ceiling Tally Summit, which I'm really excited about. So put that down in your diaries. All of November, some great guest speakers lined up for you. But back to today's topic, three ways that you're holding yourself back and not being able to smash through your glass ceiling, your income ceiling, and building the business of your dreams, doing what you love. And it's really unfortunate, but I find that not only do women in particular seem to struggle in when they're employed and negotiating for salary and being paid the same as their male counterparts who have exactly the same skill sets, same ability, same experience, and doing the exact same work. Despite this, women are still unfortunately getting paid between about 11 to 12% difference, lower. And there's three things that were quite evident in a number of different studies that other people have written about. And that was that women were more reluctant to negotiate. And when they did, because they undervalued their work, because they undervalued their skills, they didn't negotiate at a higher level of what they should be paid. Also, women tended to set lower targets for themselves, and this was so before they even started the negotiation. So, where they started off was completely at quite a lower level than what their male counterparts did. And lastly, what women tended to do was to accept the first offer, and they really hesitated in negotiating a better deal. And what really kind of annoyed me, no end, was that in studies, someone had quoted here, in anticipation of a woman's lower expectation, their negotiation opponents, i.e. employers or even clients, offered less than they would offer to comparably qualified men. Now, what can often happen in an employment situation or an entrepreneur situation, is that people, if they presume that women aren't really good negotiators, they may say to you, "Well, I'll work with you if you give me a discount," or, "Oh, really? That sounds really expensive. Could you lower the price?" And so because we don't stand in our powers, what we can tend to do, and studies have shown that women tend to not negotiate. They tend to accept that and say yes. And really that's not standing in our power with money. And we feel, we feel really undervalued and underpaid. But if, we don't know how to negotiate, if we don't know what to ask for and, how to come back to situations where people are trying to negotiate and are trying to get us to discount, we can find ourselves continuously being underpaid. So I wanted to give you a heads up about that article. Go and check it out. There's some strategies that I talk about, three of them in particular that I find often occur within a situation with an entrepreneur, particularly women entrepreneurs. And you need to read that article. It'll be on my website this coming Friday, www.annemariecross.com. But in the meantime, you need to get in your diary all of November. It's on the same time every single day in November, Smashing the Glass Ceiling Tally Summit. Got a great lineup of guests. If you're not already part of my Facebook community, then head on over there right now and add yourself. It's facebook.com/AnneMarieCrossBranding. There will be lots of changes happening as we near towards November. Lots of exciting things happening, lots of exciting topics, all about helping you smash through the glass ceiling to your six-figure or more business. I hope that was helpful. Share it, like it, comment it. Love to hear from you. Until next time, stay brilliant, stay inspired. This is Anne-Marie.